It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. Now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're recording this program on Thursday, April 19th at 10:34 in the morning. Can you believe we're already in April?
April, I know. I know. Somebody said, does this event happen and this event happen? No, do you know you're in April already? I'm thinking, oh, my word.
We do it by events, I guess.
Yes.
There's always
yes.
MLK Day in January there, and then we go into Mardi Gras, and then St. Patrick's Day, and then spring break, and then what else? What am I forgetting?
Well, so then we have the 4th of July.
Yes.
And
by the way, speaking of 4th of July, we're going to have a huge gangbusters July this year because yesterday we announced that the city through, David Schultz Productions is now seeking interested sponsors to be involved in Blues Over Biloxi. What is Blues Over Biloxi?
Blues Over Biloxi is the air show with the Blue Angels that's coming to Biloxi on July the 21st through the 22nd. The air show will be over the water, kind of centered over the Great Lawn between Harris and Margaritaville. The City of Biloxi, along with Harris and the Blind Tiger, are the title sponsors to this event. But as Vincent said, David Schultz Air Shows is the one that is putting on this event, and they are asking for sponsorship. So we just put up information out yesterday regarding sponsorship. Local businesses can get involved to where they can sponsor the event. I guess in essence, they're just trying to have everything in an event area for people to be more involved in. They're going to have booths that will be set up. They want to have food vendors. And then the show itself is going to have all of the flying, I guess, acrobats that they usually do. You know, the people jumping out of the parachutes and stuff like that.
It's going to be an air show with all the trimmings. You're going to have the Coast Guard doing a demonstration. You're going to have the aerial parachute team. You're going to have aerial acrobatics. There are going to be a number of vintage aircraft that are going to be involved.
Ooh.
Obviously, when you're talking about Blue Angels in this show, in the past, we've seen the Thunderbirds and or the Blue Angels out at Keesler, and everything was over the runway right there. And Mayor Gilich is aware that Keesler is working on an air show for next year, but he felt that it had been 7 years since we've had an air show, and this one kind of literally landed in our lap. So the city had an opportunity to get Biloxi on the schedule. The city made sure Biloxi was on the schedule, and Harris has stepped up and said, hey, we can have our great lawn will be the front row. But the air show, as you know, by the time these things turn around, they're probably in New Orleans or in Mobile. I mean, because when they get moving, they are moving. But so it's going to be perfect viewing anywhere along the beachfront, but front row and all the activities are going to be right down there at the Great Lawn. And what we're asking for is area businesses that want to have their name associated with a truly patriotic event that is family-filled and just really exciting. They can go to the city's website, and they can see the information right there. And the person you want to talk to is Mark Boyd with David Schultz Air Shows. And he is representing the city. He is working for us on putting this together. And the big thing is just it's over the water. That's what makes this air show different than any other one you've seen.
That's true. It is. And like Vincent said, you can go anywhere pretty much along the waterfront to watch the event.
I think it's exciting. Of course, the era has gone, so there won't be any airships.
Exactly right. So, Cecilia, that's just one of the things that we're talking about seeking proposals on. Another one is going to be happening this weekend, and it is going to be at the Pops Ferry Causeway Park. We've talked a few times about all of the tremendous improvements that we're making out there to not only enhance that area, but allow the public to engage with our beautiful waterfront. And that truly is a treasured location. Well, now that the bait shop is winding down on construction, we are seeking a vendor to come in there and operate that bait shop. But it's not just going to be a bait shop. We're doing something else out there.
So they have kayak rentals, they have boat launch. So of course, there's a lot of other things that go on there. You know, they put in a boardwalk with a little, kind of like a little walking trail along the waterfront. So there's a lot of things going on, and we've heard a lot of positive feedback from residents that's already enjoying the area and are looking forward to all these upgrades.
So if you are interested in starting a business in a brand new 1,000-square-foot elevated bait shop that has a premier location, if you're one of the interested vendors, we will have an open house on this Saturday, April 21st, from 10 a.m. to noon, weather permitting. So from 10 a.m. to noon, if you're an interested vendor, you can come out and look at this bait shop. Then what we would like for you to do is submit a proposal to the City of Biloxi telling us how you would operate that, how much money you would pay us on a given month, and let us know how many kayaks you plan on providing. That's a key thing. You know, you have to provide the kayaks. And, the key criteria are going to be the amount of the monthly lease rental and whether or not this is going to be something that's going to foster and promote the development and improvement of the community. And we're looking for those kind of innovative ideas where it's not just running a bait shop, it is considering the premier location that you're going to be located in. So please make a point to come out to the Pops Ferry Causeway Park Bait Shop between 10 and noon on this Saturday so you can get an idea for the feel of the building and then make your proposal, if you're interested, to the city. Now, those proposals, you have some time on that. I think it's till May, and I'm going to find that date here, Cecilia. But meanwhile, we're asking for proposals on some other sites, some prime sites in downtown Biloxi.
That's correct. The city is seeking interest on three sites, which is the Magnolia Hotel and the adjoining parking lot, the large grass area across the street from City Hall, and the Creole Cottage, all are kind of located in the downtown area. Like I said, the city is just seeking interest to see if anybody's interested in opening or leasing these properties for a business. Now, this interest is out until June the 6th.
June 6th, we're asking for the proposals. And what Mayor Gillich is seeing here is a lot of interest in our downtown area. We're building the two new crosswalks, one that you can see under construction right now over at MGM Park. The second one's going to be north of the seafood of the Small Craft Harbor. And it is going to be connecting right there in the front. It'll be right in front of the Watermark Hotel, and right next to that is the Hilton that's being built. So you look at those things right there, the two new hotels that are being built, the two new walkways. Then you look at the work we've got going on right now to rebuild Howard Avenue. Community Bank has announced they're going to be locating right over here north of the People's Bank at Lemieux and Howard. There's a lot of things going on in downtown Biloxi, and we've got these lots that are essentially vacant. The one across the street from City Hall is one of them. That is where the Biloxi Library was located before Katrina. Years ago, before urban renewal, there was the stately Elks Lodge was right across the street from the city of Biloxi. It was demolished to make way for the Biloxi Public Library, and that's when the Elks Lodge moved to the beachfront right next to the Biloxi City Cemetery. So you look at all of these things happening, that vacant lot. We're talking about the Magnolia Hotel, which is right across from Mayor Mahoney's. There's a vacant parking area right near there. And then in addition to that is the Creole Cottage on the Rue Magnolia walking path. Mayor Gillich wants to see if there's any interest from developers in doing something with these properties. They are not for sale. It's very similar to what we did right down here at the Le Café Beignet Shop, where we took a historic building that was essentially closed to the public because it had some city offices in it. We've now opened it up to the public. It created two dozen jobs, new lease rental revenue for the city, as well as new sales tax revenue, and it's another attraction for downtown Biloxi. So he's just gauging interest to see. These are special sites. Let's make no mistake about that. So not just anybody's going to walk in and be able to set up a flea market. He's looking for something special, right?
That is correct. Like you said, Mayor Gillich, he's really got a big project going on for the downtown, so this is just going to enhance the amenities to the downtown area.
Speaking of excitement and attention to Biloxi, here's a very old subject. You may not have a new update on it, but let me throw it out. Amtrak and Railroad.
Our train station, which is also known as a multimodal facility, is sitting over there. We need to get Cliff Kirkland on here, who is our point person with Amtrak, and get him to give us the very latest. Last week, I know he went to an Amtrak meeting, but I would like to hear where things are with that. What else do we have going on?
Well, we have a couple things going on this weekend. Saturday, April the 21st, the Parks and Recreation Department is holding Summer Playground and Enrichment Program, which is their summer camp, registration for their summer camp. This is for all the Biloxi sites, and this will be at the Donald Snyder Community Center on Pass Road from 9 a.m. to noon. Now, this event is usually a large event. They have lines, so make sure you get there on time. Make sure you have all the information that you need, and all the information that you do need is on our website at biloxi.ms.us. In addition to that, starting Sunday, April the 22nd, is the Great American Cleanup Biloxi. Now, this is just the city of Biloxi kind of coordinates in, I guess, along with Earth Day, to help make Biloxi litter-free and get healthy and active at the same time. That's April the 22nd through the 28th. What people can do is they can pick up trash bags and gloves at the Bond Grant House, which is at 932 Howard Avenue, or the Main Street office, from 8 to 5 weekdays. And then on Saturday, April the 28th, there is going to be kind of a citywide cleanup, kind of more organized, which will be at the Biloxi Visitor Center. And more of that information will be out soon. But as always, that information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
We have another avenue for people to find out about what's happening in Biloxi, and it's pretty much info on the go, breaking news that you need to know. We had spring break this weekend. Can you believe it? This is the first time we've mentioned spring break in this entire podcast. We want to tip our hat to the Biloxi Police and Fire Departments, as well as the Harrison County Sheriff's Department, and all of the agencies that were involved that made that event so successful. And by successful, I mean traffic was able to move from East Biloxi to West Biloxi unencumbered for the most part. The police were very judicious in their traffic plan. Whenever they could open all four lanes of Highway 90, they did so. The crowd was smaller, primarily because of weather. There was a tornado warning that was issued Saturday. So the crowd, the police are saying anywhere from 35 to 40,000 people. It was far less than the 70,000 we had last year, and about, what, a third of the 120,000 that police were thinking that we could get. So we did SPBK. We have a new notification system, and if people texted us SPBK, we were able to send them information about traffic during spring break weekend, and we also were able to immediately give them information about the tornado warning. But Cecilia, we're now transforming it into a wider scope now with our new Be Alert system.
That's right. It's Be Alert, and it's 888-777. You can text now. What we're doing is Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I. Text Biloxi to 888-777, and you can get timely advisories directly to your email, to your cell phone. We also have the ability to send out emails and, in a major emergency, to landlines.
Yeah, we sent out 13,000 messages to people when we kicked off the traffic plan. We voice dialed a message that was 3 minutes long to people throughout the city of Biloxi, and we're happy that 4,700 people signed up to receive the traffic advisories. We're going to grow this system. We're going to grow it over the next several months as we enter hurricane season.
Cecilia, originally it was 888-777, if I'm not mistaken. That's still there. And then we had the special letters. And now you're telling us, just for those of us, repeat it for everybody. Now we put in Biloxi. Explain it again.
Yeah, that's just so you can get timely advisories to your cell phone. And like you said, for Biloxi, we're going to put out information such as road closures. If there's a major event going on, like we did for spring break, we may tailor it to that, for the Blue Angels, whenever they come in, to let people know about the traffic plan. When the tornado sirens go off, or for warnings or for a major emergency, we'll just send you that information. And again, that's BILOXI to 888-777.
Now, we'll have special events that come up throughout throughout the year, and we'll have people who only want information about that special event. That's what we did with spring break. But for general information, info on the go, text us Biloxi to 888-777. To give you an idea of one way that we're going to use it that doesn't involve the entire public, we have a very popular summer camp program. It's called something else. What is it called?
Summer Playground and Enrichment Program.
Yeah, I call it summer camp. So we have about, 300, 400 kids that are involved in that every year. So that's at like 7 or 8 sites across the city. So whenever these parents are bringing their kids to summer camp in the morning, they're going to be signing up for a special notification that's going to be a summer camp group. So they're going to have their own keyword. We don't necessarily want to tell the entire public what's going on with our summer camps, but if we have a scheduling change, if weather becomes a factor, we can notify those parents right away through an easy text message. So there are going to be multiple uses for this program. The police have an internal use of this program that they were able to communicate with each other during spring break. So in addition to the public use of it, there's also some internal use that are just for select groups like summer camp parents. Anything else, or does that wrap up the show?
As I said before, all the information is online at biloxi.ms.us and on our Facebook page.
We've got some great video we just posted of that new Pops Ferry Causeway Park bait shop, and it shows you the entire surroundings, and we'll have the date on there for the deadline. But don't forget, if you're interested in starting a business, your own bait shop business and kayak rental, go out to the Pops Ferry Causeway Park bait shop on this Saturday, April 21st, from 10 a.m. to noon.
You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.